Good morning, fellow wrestling fans. Yeah, I can't talk this morning. I'm sorry. Let's try that again. Good morning, fellow wrestling fans. This is your illustrious host, Matt Granberry, once again bringing you a episode of Regular Guy Wrestle Talk. And it has been a wild, wacky couple weeks of wrestling, hasn't it? Normally, I just pick one subject to talk about, but today I've got three lined up for you, just to give my thoughts, my two cents, whatever you want to call it, and on these subjects of the World Pro Wrestling. Let's start out with one of the big issues, one of the big stories that have been coming out, the firing of Zelina Vega. Okay, you can have your own opinions. I'm not telling you what to think, what to say, what to do on this subject whatsoever. But to me, it's kind of suspect that she posts a tweet saying she supports unionization, which I do as well, because I'm sorry, these performers need to be taken care of. But she posts this tweet, and then 2 hours later, she's fired. 2 hours later, WWE sends out a tweet, "We have come to an agreement with the departure of Zelina Vega. We wish her well in all her future endeavors." Okay. Is it... maybe it's my cynical mind. Maybe it's... I just don't believe in coincidence. But if... I don't know if there was behind-the-scenes drama or her contract was up, and this tweet just happened to fall in line with that. It doesn't really jive with me. It's not copacetic with me at all that she would send out this tweet and then 2 hours later she's released. I don't see how it could be any other thing other than Vince McMahon saying to somebody, "Cut her loose." That's all I can. I'm sorry. Like I said, I don't believe in coincidence. Everything happens for a reason, and this all goes back to, you know, these performers in the WWE, Vince McMahon thinks that he can control every aspect of their lives. You know, you can't go on Twitch. You can't go on Cameo. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't tweet about this. Okay, that's not cool. It's not cool at all. I don't know what the... I don't know if it's true that this is the reason why she was let go, or it is just pure coincidence. Again, I don't believe that. But Zelina Vega will land on her feet somewhere. I don't know where. And a little side note, people have been saying, her husband, Aleister Black, a.k.a. Tommy End, you know, he's going to be following right behind her. Well, if he does... for God's sake, people, not every WWE superstar that is let go needs to go to AEW, okay? I saw a meme that someone put up that said, "Tommy End has joined the Dark Order." Again, not every WWE superstar that is released, let go, whatever, needs to join AEW. You know, Tommy End would do great in New Japan. I can see him in Impact, you know? They don't need to go just to AEW, but only time will tell. Next up, the booking of Johnny Gargano. Okay, we can all agree Johnny Gargano is a top-tier talent. He's put on 5-star matches. The guy is a stalwart in NXT. Okay? So, why oh why? Why? Triple H is no dummy. William Regal is no dummy. Why are they going with the one and done on Johnny Gargano? He wins the title. It's a great moment. Even as this heel persona that he has. Okay, he's a two-time North American champion. The first two-time North American champion. He's made history again. First title defense, loses. It happened with his first North American title run. It happened with his NXT title run. It happened when he was with DIY and they defended the tag team titles. What? Why? Is he truly cursed? No. It's booking. Why? I mean, are they set? This has got to be a part of some other long-term story. It's got to be. Because obviously they love the man. Obviously because they're keeping him. Obviously because they're putting him in good, solid, major storylines. You know, it's... I just don't understand it. Excuse me. I don't understand why they are booking him like this. Other than the fact that it's some other alternative motive that they have as far as storytelling goes. That's the only reason I can think of why they're booking Johnny Gargano this way. Other than that, I got nothing, y'all. Seriously. I have got nothing on why they book him to win the championship and then first title defense, poof, gone. Bye-bye. I don't know. I don't know. Someone, holler at your boy. Throw me a bone. Give me an answer. Show me the light. Tell me the truth on Johnny Gargano. Again, excuse me. And last, but definitely not least, everyone who watched Full Gear saw a great match between Kenny Omega and Hangman Page. Kenny Omega, some consider him by far the absolute best wrestler on the face of the planet. Had been for years, even during his kind of downtime, I guess you can call it. But now, Kenny Omega is in a main event storyline, in a main event match against Jon Moxley for the AEW World Championship. Now, I was one of those people that thought Eddie Kingston should have won. I thought it was time for a title change. I ain't going to shy away from my opinions on it. Didn't happen. Am I going to bitch, moan, and complain about it? No. It is. I'm not Tony Khan. I'm not in charge of the booking. So, it is what it is. Now, Eddie Kingston, he's going to have a great match with Pac whenever that happens. So, I ain't worried about it. But Kenny versus John, we've seen this before. They put on a great match in their lights out match. But now, a title's on the line. We know what Kenny Omega does when a title is on the line. We've seen it. We have felt it through the TV screens. Jon Moxley has become one of the more dominant champions in his title run. I got to give the devil his due. He has done things and reached new levels that I didn't think he could take that championship, but I was completely wrong. I'm happy to admit that I was wrong. And a lot of people that I've talked to have said, okay, now is the time. Now is the time that you, Jon Moxley, are going to lose this title to one Kenny Omega. Am I giving a prediction? No. Because the last time I gave a prediction, I was wrong. I will give a prediction, and that is going to be just one hell of a match. It's going to be a back and forth. These two know each other very well. It is going to be probably one of, if not top candidates for match of the year. So, all I gotta say is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, strap yourselves in. And they're giving it to us on Dynamite. How great is that? No paper. It's a pay-per-view quality match, but they're giving it to us on Dynamite. Again, I don't know who's going to win. I really don't know. Because I thought Eddie Kingston had a legit shot at beating Jon Moxley. And he didn't get the job done. Of course, I don't know how I would react having a bulldog headlock with a barbed wire digging into my throat. I'd probably quit too. But in any case, this is one-on-one. Wrestling rules apply. You would think this kind of favors Kenny Omega. You would think that this would be in his corner. But Jon Moxley has surprised us time and time and time again. So it's a toss-up to me. I'm Switzerland on this. I'm neutral. I don't know. I can't pick a winner. Maybe as the story develops more, I can pick a winner. But right now, I don't know, y'all. All I know is it's going to be a great match. Anyway, I got to get to work. Thanks for listening, y'all. Appreciate all the love and support. Be kind to one another. Be safe out there. Support each other in our love of pro wrestling. And we'll see you later, guys. Take care. Have a great week. Bye.